And they were going there. Of course, I went to Florida. Mm-hmm. I went to Florida and knew a bunch of boys.
Well, did you know what you were going down there for, or did you just leave?
I tell you, some of our white friends, you know, they have been going down there. And old boys kind of growed up. So they, you know, talked with us. And, you know, Johnny Bowen, I don't know where you met him or no, but he carried us to Florida. It were five of us. And the funniest part about it, I talk about it lots of time about how the time changed. We were with him one Saturday evening, about mid-evening. And we were traveling Saturday night and all day Sunday. We got in Tampa at that night about 8 o'clock. Now that's how long it's taken us then. And I think about the time that you would take to go there now. We maybe 6 or 8 hours, you know.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What
was
it like then down there?
Well, everything was, he growing up, he was built in Florida pretty well then, you know. And, you know, they was building hotels.
What
and,
did you do when you got down there?
Well, I worked the construction work when I first went down there for about a couple of years, you know. But later on, you know, I was born with a cook or something like that, you know, later years.
And where did you cook?
At the Hillsborough Hotel.
The where?
Hillsborough White Hotel.
And did you, I mean, when you were down there, you said you were there for 30 years, but when you, how did you decide to come back? Just
Well, I had a reason for that.
All right. And when you got back here, tell me that.
Well, when I got back, I started working sometime. In fact, I started working with a man. He got killed not long ago. I guess you heard about the man got killed out here in Ryan.
No, what happened?
The shad. The deputy shad.
Oh, he got killed out here?
Mm-hmm.
How'd that happen?
Well, I don't know. So did him and his wife.
Oh. Really? They murdered?
Mm-hmm. I'd be in the paper all the time.
If I was in school, I probably didn't mm-hmm. see it. Mm-hmm. When I, you know, especially during test time, I don't see any papers at all. Mm-hmm. That's terrible. What, mm-hmm. what about when that happened?
Well, that's been about 2-3 years ago.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's interesting. Now, did you know that you would come back here at the Turpentine?
No. I just came back for a certain purpose, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got Turpentine. Yeah. Of course, I waited for him about 15 years.
Yeah. And but you've been living in this house ever since you came back?
Mm-hmm. No, I've been living not from here during the 15 years.
Yeah. You know, tell me about yesterday. You were telling me about splitting this kindling out here. Tell me about that.
What is that?
We were out here working with the stump.
Yeah.
You were yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I can't. Tell me about that. How you get that stump and bring it here and chop it.
The thing was pushed up. You know, got that machine that push up the land and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
They would come in and push up a stump, or push down trees and all like that.
Well, how did you get the stump here?
Oh, someone hauled it here.
Yeah.